literally look at this, tells BBC, this is what I was just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Our long-term goal is to win the Premier League. I don't know how long it's going to take, but that's our goal. No matter what, we continue to move forward.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Hello. This is Sid and Millie Chats. I'm Sid.
I'm Millie.
We invite you to be a fly on our wall. Well, what we were just looking at was Ruben Amorim's comments after today's game in the FA Cup.
So, Manchester United just lost armpens to Fulham in the FA Cup. A pretty just disastrous game from start to finish. I mean, I don't understand what Ruben Amorim is doing. Week in and week out, it's so bad. Yeah. It is so bad. So Manchester United, the defending champions of the FA Cup, thank God for Ten Hag, now knocked out of the tournament. And the first thing your manager says after the match is, our goal is to win the Premier League. And then continues on, I don't know when, but that's the goal.
Isn't that what everybody would be saying about their club?
Literally, yes.
The goal is to win the Premier League.
Every single...
Obviously.
Yes.
Team in the Premier League is going to have the same exact goal.
Literally. Like, is this guy serious? And you've just got knocked out of a cup after abysmal performance, and that's all you have to say?
Yeah.
About some long, far-out goal with no end date, no achievable, no tangible end date in sight.
Yeah.
Like, it's an absolute joke from the guy.
Honestly.
Absolute joke. Like, he must have already given up hope.
I mean,
he must have already.
I feel like we can tell that by his body language.
He looks dejected. I mean, and again, if a manager is already looking that way, what sort of message do you think that is sending to the players?
I know.
They're not going to be showing up to fight for him.
Well, right. And what were you telling me earlier? He already said that he knows which players are going to be safe on the team next
season. Yeah, essentially. Yeah. Like, he knows which players he sees a future with or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Who's going to want to step onto the field and, like, put their heart out for that guy?
Literally. I mean, obviously no one, because we're seeing it in the performances. It's not there. Like, there's no style of play. There's no cohesiveness amongst the group. There's minimal shots on target, minimal creativity. We've dropped our most creative player on the pitch into a defensive midfield role that stifles him completely. Like,
it just doesn't make any sense.
I mean, you would think, like, I mean... It's shambles.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess the Premier League, since we're talking about both games, we can say, oh, they won 3-2 midweek. Was it 3-2? I don't even know. They won midweek. It was 3-1. 3-1. So one midweek in the Premier League. But again, if you watch the game, you didn't enjoy the game.
Oh, that was the Ipswich Town game.
Yeah, that was the red card with Dorgu. Right. Just again, another, and before the red card, happened like mid to late first half. But before the red card, it was another terrible game of football.
Ipswich Town scored first.
Yes, they were winning 1-0. And we were, I mean, terrible all across the pitch. No shots on target, no anything. Like, it's just like, I don't know what Ruben's style of play is.
Yeah.
He's so stuck on this format, this style that he claims to have.
So rigid.
We're not seeing it. We don't even see it. Do you even see it? I would love for Ruben to sit down and explain to us what style of football he has observed from his own team over the last 24 games now.
I know.
24 games. And this is what we have to show for
it. It's baffling.
I mean, the commentators, the panel, I'm seeing them, they still have shocked look on their faces talking about what Ruben's post-match press conference is.
Yeah.
Now back to talking about the FA Cup.
Right.
Because the guy is clueless. You're talking about winning the Premier League whilst we're sat 15th in the Premier League?
Delusional.
We're not even in the top half of the table. And you're talking about winning the Premier League. Ruben, what is the strategy to win our next game? The next game. Let's think shorter term, brother.
I know. You're talking about, like, an unrealistic currently unrealistic goal at the end of some rainbow that you're riding, apparently.
Hold on. I just want to say the fact that he didn't even provide an end date for me means he doesn't even think he'll be the person to do it.
Yeah.
let's just be honest about it. Because there was a certain confidence when Ten Hag took the job. He said, I win trophies. I've won trophies in every single year. Every season I've been a manager, I've won a trophy. That was the confidence Erik ten Hag had, right? And what did he do at Manchester United? Third place, Carabao Cup trophy. We won the League Cup. Second year, okay, eighth place finish, not great. the bad finish, mm-hmm. but delivered the FA Cup.
Right.
Right? Two cups, 2 years.
Got you into the Europa League.
Got into Europe because of that FA Cup. But the confidence, the mindset is what I'm keying in on here. Mm-hmm. The mindset of a manager to say, I win trophies. We will win a trophy. They went and won the trophies, like Ten Hag said he was going to do. Ruben Amorim, what is his rhetoric? We're going to suffer. We're going to fail. It's going to be rough. I need new players. This is so bad. Bro, what?
What?
How? What are we gathering from this?
Yeah.
Something has to be positive. I don't know.
Yeah.
He has
nothing to say.
But it's just like the things he is saying, it's just like, I mean, you can't really BS a BS. I mean, at this point, I mean, bro, we've been watching Manchester United for too long. First of all, Amorim probably needs to go back and watch some film of historic Manchester United mm-hmm. from early 2000s, 1990s. And actually see the brand of football that Manchester United brought to the Premier League originally. Because that style of football is attacking, it's fast, it's counterattacking, but it also, like, they were attacking so much that the opponents didn't really know what to do, right? Right now, United's struggling to even register shots on target in halves of football.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a complete disrespect to the form of football that Manchester United is known for. That's why today, how was Old Trafford? Tell me about the atmosphere at Old Trafford today.
I mean, it was quiet. We were literally talking about how boring it would be to listen to the game if we were driving
in the car,
or, you know, couldn't watch it on TV for whatever reason.
The commentators were silent.
It was so quiet. I was like, can we get anything more? But there was just nothing to comment
on. What about
on.
The stadium noise?
Stadium was quiet. Literally.
This is at Old Trafford in the FA Cup, a tournament that we are the holders of.
No, yeah. And like in between the silences from the commentators, the crowd was also silent.
You honestly heard nothing. The Fulham fans in more voice than the Old Trafford for most of the game. Why do we think that is, Ruben Amorim? It's because of the style of football that you are trying to institute. First of all, it's a stretch to even say style of football because there is no style of football. So let's be very clear about that. The plan right now, pass to the wingbacks look for options in the midfield, likely don't find it, ping the ball. Go back to Onana, ping the ball. Go back to Maguire, big switch. I mean, it's just route one garbage. I mean, we're playing for second balls, playing for the ball to bounce around in those areas in hope that we can capitalize on another team's error. But we're not actually building attacks or building quality, like, I don't know, movement off the ball, building quality, like, possession or anything to create good chances in front of goal.
I know.
I mean, it's just so abysmal. I mean, I don't know. It's just so sad. And now, obviously, out of this cup, all that's left is the Europa League now. Because the Premier League, thanks to Amorim, again, once he took over the job, we were 5 points off the top four. Think about that. When Ruben Amorim took the job at Manchester United was 5 points off the top four of the Premier League. Where are we now, Sid?
We're at 15th.
15th place. 15th place in the Premier League.
I wasn't sure if we were at 16th now.
Oh, I mean, okay. And honestly, we'll see where we fall next week. But it has to be looked into.
Yeah.
There is no style of play. Whatever Ineos were thinking, whatever the vision was, how do you build it with what we have currently? What in your mind of how United is currently playing makes you think that this would be a good brand of football to institute at the club? Do you think people are going to pay those ticket prices to keep going to those games at Old Trafford based on how quiet it was?
No.
I mean, the support will fall off. A 15th place club, and your manager sat there saying, oh, sometime in the future, we might win sometime in the future. That's the goal. Sometime in the future. Bro, sometime in the future, I hope I'll win the lottery.
Right.
Sometime in the future. I mean, sometime in the future, I hope I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. That's BS. In the future, I hope I don't have to make a car payment anymore. Like, okay, yeah. Like, but what? Like, you have to give us tangible stuff to hold on to. What is going to happen in the meantime, Ruben Amorim? That's the question.
I know, yeah. What are the tangible steps that you're going to take to get the team there?
To anywhere, to somewhere. We need something. There has to be something. There has to be more.
Has to be.
Because this is just not good enough. It's not.
Facts.
It's not. There's no quality. There's no style. There's no prevalence of this is a manager that has a clear indication of what he wants to do and is starting the process to build his team.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what this looks like. That's not what it looks like. You would see that. You can look at what Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is doing right now. And
yeah.
Look at his results right now. That's without any fancy transfer window, without needing to restructure an entire team or bring in super transfers that are super necessary. No, he didn't have to do that.
Right.
Just came in, took the group of players he had and made them better.
Right. And there was the other manager that I think Emerim even mentioned.
Oh,
right?
David Moyes.
David Moyes.
But yeah, the Everton manager, right?
Yeah.
When United had played Everton a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, literally, like, obviously, David Moyes didn't have a great stint at Manchester United whilst he was here, but ironically, still somehow had better numbers than Ruben Amorim has right now in the Premier League. So, I mean, even a manager who got fired way back then, the standards have even fallen off from them.
Facts.
Because at no point did any of our previous managers have United sat in 15th place. None of them have had us.
And
here.
I'm pretty sure we counted earlier and there were 10.
Almost,
since,
yeah,
like,
almost 10
Sir
managers.
Alex.
Yeah, 10, almost 10 either full-time or interim managers since in the post Sir Alex Ferguson era. And we had not won a trophy in 6 years before Ten Hag.
Okay.
So, I mean, to then say that, like, the goal is on the Premier League, you know, and act as if these trophies don't matter. But then again, if you're saying that as the manager, the goal is the Premier League, but you have a Europa League game next week.
Right.
What precedent are you setting for these players?
I know.
So now if they go and lose that game, well, it doesn't matter because coach said the goal was the Premier League, right?
Right.
That's what coach said. That's you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Like the mindset.
It's just
not there.
It's lost. Mm-mm. The mindset, Ruben Amorim, is win every single game and every single trophy. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
This club, that's what you're supposed to do. Win everything. Everything. Even if you had to use only youth players. Even if every first team player is injured and you had to use the U18s, the mindset should still be, we're going to go win a trophy. We're going to go win something or challenge something. That's what the mindset of Manchester United is. When the hell did this become a club about the future? Oh, maybe one
right.
day, maybe one day we'll get there. I don't have a date, but maybe one day. That's ended it for me. The guy's got to go. That was the last straw for me. That was the straw that snapped the camel's back. For me, he's done. You can't be saying that as a Man United manager.
No.
The goal should be to win every single time, every season, every game, every trophy, every opportunity to win. That's what Man United does. And if the manager doesn't understand that, it's not the right manager. Point blank, period.
Facts.
Sorry. Those are our thoughts on this game. Manchester United getting knocked out of the FA Cup and squeaking by in the Premier League. More poor football under this Ruben Amorim. Let's see what happens in the future.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to say. You got anything?
I don't have anything, right. Really.
If you made it this far, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, hopefully with more positive things to say.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye.